Good morning, White Way radio program listeners, and thank you very much for this opportunity to speak to you this morning. I hope you are doing well. As we reflect on the current world situation, Syria's situation has not been resolved after a series of Arabian countries went through civilian war. And most recently, the Ukrainian conflict has concerned the world, whole world, with a worry that we are on the verge of another world war. Everyone is forced to live a life of anxiety and fear in the midst of confusion. In this world of chaos and destruction, precious lives are violently snuffed out every day, and the slaughter continues just as though it's nothing. Countless refugees do not have shelter and food, and are dying due to malnutrition and other reasons. Yet it does not seem to bother us anymore. In every corner of the world, we see bloody war going on with meaningless destruction, thousands of precious lives being lost in this endless, merciless killing, which result in numerous refugees roaming aimlessly without shelter and food, and many people are dying every day. Have we lost our sensitivity? This most certainly reflect on the reality of how foolish human beings are. Though everyone longs for peace and harmony and joyful lives, but why is it so difficult to realize? We continuously create serious conflict and war. In most wars, each side has its own self-serving reason that makes logical sense to them. This creates stalemate. Unfortunately, we can only hope that those involved will find a peaceful resolution somehow. As Shakyamuni Buddha said, and I quote, "Hatred is not overcome by hatred. Hatred is overcome by love. This is an old rule." Also, he said, "Blood stain cannot be removed by more blood. Resentment cannot be removed by more resentment. Resentment can be removed by forgetting it." End of quote. However, man's hatred and resentment is beyond man's rationality. Isn't it man's karma that even if we understand things rationally, it is still extremely difficult to overcome our own foolishness and self-attachment? Whenever I think about conflict and wars, I come to remember that word I found on the temple bulletin board a long time ago. And I quote, "There are so many great men, but then why are there so many unpleasant and disgusting things happening? Although there are so many wise people around us, why then are there so many disputes and all sorts of trouble? Great man and wise man, aren't you forgetting something very important?" End of quote. We have to come back to the realization that only we know how to live our lives fully. We can accept guideposts, but ultimately living our lives is up to us. Even if we have never done it, the knowledge of how to live our lives fully lies deep within us. It does not mean we must shut ourselves into our own shell, small world. Rather, it means that we should throw ourselves into a world much larger than ourselves. We are usually hung up on our own selves and very much self-contained. All that we think of is only ourselves. I, my, and me. A Japanese proverb goes, "The frog in a tiny well does not know the huge concern, a huge ocean." We are stuck within a small world of self-interest or self-love, and that attachment controls our lives. My life, my health, my wealth become important, and winning, winning and losing, profit and loss are shaken by every small changes in the environment. Therefore, we are always influenced by our surrounding circumstances. We cannot get out of our own self-centered world. Self is so important, and we cherish it. But by cherishing it, we often tend to make ourselves more miserable without realizing our own stupidity and futility. We can say that a person who thinks only about himself is a most unhappy person. This is man's sad reality and man's tragedy. I always think that all our problems and troubles, small or large, whether it is personal, interpersonal, or international, is symbolized by and started with a big fist. The stronger the grip of the fist, it hurts you and hurts those around you without you really knowing. You are clinging to your ego so tightly so that you cannot clearly see yourself anymore because you are blinded by the thick shell around you, which you created yourself to protect your own interests, benefit, and convenience. Therefore, you cannot see what is really happening in relation on a moral, more global scale in a bigger picture of the humane community. The root of man's tragedy and unhappiness are always caused by fists grasped tightly. Regardless of the situation, the fists symbolize our own self-attachment. It is a sad reality that man is attached to his own idea so tightly and cannot let go of the idea of I'm right, he is wrong, I'm not mistaken, and I'm good. I understand, but he is the one who doesn't understand. Unless we open this fist, self-attachment, it is impossible to wish to have either peace or harmony or joyful life. When tightly clenched fists bump each other, it hurts. This we call hoshi awase, unhappiness, because the knuckle of the fist, fushi, come together, awaseru, fushi awase, unhappiness. However, when individual and argument open their fists, which were tightly closed, by opening their ears and opening their hearts and listen to each other, there was enough room for them to understand even seemingly totally different points. Even if it is impossible to accept everything as it is, at least the individual will come to realization of, now I understand where you are coming from, so that they can work together to reach a new dimension of mutual understanding. When both hands, which are now open, come together, when the wrinkles, shiwa, of the palm come together, awaseru, it makes shiwa awase, happiness. Thus, a new happiness and new path of mutual understanding will open up. Recently, I feel there is more of tendency for self-centeredness, so that many people cannot see things from other people's standpoint. It seems that there is no space to deeply examine our own standpoint or the possibility that we are at fault. This not only applies to our world situation. All the troubles and unfortunate happening in our daily life can also be attributed to this tightly clenched fist. Through self-examination, we can begin to doubt such a life. And we can take a big step of walking out of this small self-contained world. Instead of being influenced by external factors, we should be the initiator in our lives, striving for a life of becoming. As Prince Shotoku said, I am, in the final analysis, simply an ordinary man. I am not necessarily a saint nor a fool. Right and wrong, justice or injustice, wise or ignorant, all these are relative matters. The harmonious and peaceful living is generated from deep understanding and acceptance of the fact that we are all ordinary men, no saint, no fools. Thus, many domestic and interpersonal problems, or even international conflict, can be settled only when people come to realize this fact and accept it. Namo Amida Butsu.